The official purpose of the even year short session is to make adjustments in the state's 2-year spending plan. With just 7 or 8 weeks of work time, most lawmakers prefer to delay complex policy issues until the next long session, when they've got 6 months or so to take them up. But some issues are just too pressing to put off. Drought management is one of them, according to Governor Mike Easley.
For nearly 18 months, North Carolina has suffered the worst drought in history. Now, I'm as tired of saying that as you are of hearing it, but we are still in it, and we still have to deal with it.
The drought management package signed yesterday is the most comprehensive statewide plan in the Southeast. It requires local officials in drought-stricken areas to enact water restrictions or face stiff fines. It also gives the governor new and broader emergency powers in water shortages, allowing intervention on a local or regional scale instead of statewide. Drought management was just one of this session's high-profile issues. Foreclosure reform was another. Al Ripley is a consumer lending expert with the North Carolina Justice Center.
I mean, foreclosure has been the big, big elephant in the room that's been dominating all the conversation and has really needed the most attention. You know, with anticipated 60,000 foreclosures this year, we've needed to really focus on trying to get as much help to people as we possibly can.
Several foreclosure bills are awaiting the governor's signature. One imposes more restrictions on mortgage servicers. Another gives the state commissioner of banks new power to track subprime mortgages and push lenders to renegotiate them. There's also additional money set aside for loan counseling and legal aid for embattled homeowners.
If you can't pay your mortgage, you're not going to be able to afford a lawyer, and that's where we need free legal services to help people defend themselves against foreclosure.
All told, more than 80 bills are waiting on Easley's desk. That stack include some of the other hot topics this year, like a gang prevention package, a measure allowing longer semis on North Carolina roads, and a proposal to legalize online ticket scalping. But two of the most controversial measures never made it out of the legislature. One was a bill that would have banned bullying in schools. It died after House and Senate lawmakers couldn't reach agreement on it. Fayetteville Democrat Rick Glazier sponsored the House version.
I think, sadly, on the bullying bill, the Senate leadership was bullied into not passing it.
Glazier's version of the bill listed specific reasons for bullying that schools shouldn't tolerate, including race, religion, appearance, and sexual orientation. But some conservatives launched an email campaign against the list, saying it would give special protection to homosexuals. Senate lawmakers removed the list entirely. Glazier says he'll try again next year.
And I think it's a sad commentary. I think that the politics of fear and hate and prejudice sadly still prevail to some extent here. And it just means we have more education and more time and more work to do.
Another controversial measure that died would have put involuntary annexations on hold for a year. It was recommended by a special House committee that studied whether some cities are abusing their power to annex land without property owners' consent. Hundreds of people came from all over the state to testify. The moratorium passed the House overwhelmingly, but the Senate killed it over the objections of House Republican leader Paul Stamm.
Yes, apparently they don't think much of that property rights are in any jeopardy over in the Democratic leadership of the Senate. They're just not concerned about that, apparently.
Senate leaders said their rules prevented them from considering the moratorium this year because no senators were on the committee that recommended it. Of course, even bills that do make it through the legislature don't always get past the governor. Vetoes are pretty rare. Easley's only used his big red stamp twice in 8 years. But he warned legislators last month he might break it out one more time for the big boat bill. Under current law, boats wider than 8.5 feet can't be towed at night. Lawmakers approved increasing that limit to 9.5 feet. Supporters say the change will help the fishing and tourism industries. But Easley's concerned about safety on rural roads with narrow lanes.
At this point, it's not just a policy issue. It's kind of an arithmetic issue. If you get 2 9.5-foot boats on 2 9-foot, you know, pieces of highway, then you got a foot of Evinrude is going to be in somebody's windshield if they meet each other.
Easley says he'll give the boat bill fair consideration. He's got until August 18th to make up his mind. Any bill on his desk that he hasn't vetoed by that date becomes law, whether he signs it or not. I'm Laura Leslie in Raleigh.